Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Minor Softball, Washington County versus Columbus, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B and Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamy, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Call Your Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelis Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports, and we are back in Sealy to take a look at minor softball action for the Washington County Little League All-Stars as they take on Columbus today for a Saturday game with some perfect, beautiful weather here. And right now the umpires getting together with the coaches, making sure everybody knows the rules and what it's all about. Of course, giving these girls a good experience and a good, clean game that everybody can enjoy. Right now, the umpires are ready to go, and we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6000. 6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
With the national anthem, we are now ready to get started here, but first we'll take our first look at the starting lineups. For Columbus, it's Landry Stonchik, number 4, number 5, Taitlin Beecham, then it's number 2, Bree Kerpek, number 12, Jensen Anderson, number 0, Addie Werland, number 99, Ansley Busselman, number 1, Michelle Stratton, number 8, Piper Fodako, number 3, Emery Chester, number 6, Carly Aaron, and number 7, Baylen Blunt. And it'll be Columbus taking the field first as they won the toss, so they'll be batting in the bottom of the innings as the home team. And now taking a look at the Washington County Minor Softball Little League All-Star starting lineup. Leading things off is number 13, Kinsley Hafferkamp over at first base. Then it's number 1, Finley Youngs at second base. Number 11, Tegan Wilson in third base. And in the cleanup spot, it's number 7, Paisley Meyer at shortstop. Then it's number 77, Briley Margis at right field. Number 99, Raylan Rosenbaum in the catcher position. And number 55, Lily Landaway over on the mound today. And it's number 88, Stella Church in left field. Lana Wunderlich as an extra hitter. Number 17, Callie Dismukes in center field. And number 00, Avery Meyer, also as an extra hitter. It'll be manager Sean Church and assistant coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. And for the Columbus coaches, it's Willie Anderson as the manager, Scott Kerpick, and Alan Chester as assistant coaches. And those are the starting lineups, and we are ready to get started here as we'll be back with the first pitch after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 99-830-1298. No job too small.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, back here to Sealer. Washington County is up to bat against Columbus in minor softball action for the Little League All-Stars. Leading things off for Washington County will be Haferkamp as she finds herself behind the count here, 1-2. And on the very first at-batter, Kerpek will get her first strikeout as Haferkamp goes down swinging for a leadoff strikeout for Columbus defensively. So in the pitcher circle is Bree Kerpek, and up next to bat is Finley Youngs for Washington County. From a lefty in Haferkamp now to a righty in Youngs, here's the first pitch. And she'll foul the first one right side, hit well. Hit well just a little late on it as she pushes it right. And that's going to make it a 0-1 count. And next one will be a rising pitch that goes well above the strike zone from Kerpek. 1-1. Evens up the count. And on the 1-1, this was going to be low, way under the strike zone. 2-1. As Finley Youngs jumps ahead of the count. And a beautiful day over here in Sealy for some softball. And we're seeing that already. You got nice warm day, but plenty of shade to shield everybody from it. And the next pitch from Bree Kerpek is going to be up over the strike zone on a rising pitch, making it a 3-1 as Finley Youngs jumps well ahead of the count. And but the very next one, Bree Kerpek gets right back on track to fill up the count. Puts it in the bottom end of the strike zone beautifully for a full count. Now 3-2 to Youngs. Looking to get some runners on for Washington County, but Kerpek is going to put it on that knee-high outside corner and get a second strikeout in a row for her as she starts this game off to an ideal start here with two strikeouts in a row. That brings up the batter in the three-hole, which is Tegan Wilson. Another righty for Washington County. She's going to pop this one up into the infield, and making the grab is a second over in second base is Taitlin Beecham. She makes the grab on the fly ball, and that retires the side. Columbus gets off to a 3-up, 3-down inning for them, and we'll be back for the bottom of the first after a word from our sponsors.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
And back to Sealy, where Washington County takes the field. Leading things off for Columbus is going to be Landry Stonchik. And in the pitcher circle will be Lily Landuay. She puts the first one on a nice pitch up in the inside corner. 0-1. And a swing and a miss on the next one will make it 0-2 as Landuay jumps ahead of the count here. After Columbus had a 3-up, 3-down inning in the top of the first, Washington County will be looking to repeat the same here for themselves. And a pitch inside by Landuay is going to give Stonchik first base on a hit-by-pitch. As that draws some moves from the crowd because that one is going to sting. She'll go over with her coach over in first base and make sure that she's okay. We'll give her a chance to shake it off here. They'll hold up the batter on deck, which is Taitlin Beecham. But it looks like Staunch is okay. Gives a fist bump to the umpire and we should be good to go. Gives a thumbs up. Umpire gives the order that we are all clear on first base. And here comes the second batter, Taitlin Beecham. And a nice pitch, knee high on that inside corner from Landuay. Makes it 0-1 as she jumps ahead of her second count in a row. But on the pitch, Stonchik is going to head over to second base and get a stolen base for Columbus. And here's the 0-1, and that one fouled directly back into the fencing off the top of Beecham's bat there. And that makes it 0-2 now, and on a swing and a miss, she's going to get herself a three-pitch strikeout for Lily Landuay. After the hit by pitch, she gets right on track with a strikeout on the very next batter. And up comes number two, Bree Kerbeck, who was the pitcher for Columbus. We got our first pitcher-on-pitcher matchup here. And runner going to third. That throw off center is going to allow her to get to third. And now it's a rundown situation. A nice heads-up play there from Paisley Meyer as she backs up her third base. As she backs up Tegan Wilson on third base, gets a hold of that ball, and runs down the runner after the runner overshot third base. And that's going to put two outs on the board for Washington County beautifully here. Way to back up her teammate there from Paisley Meyer. And this is going to be a soft chopper over to the infield, and Paisley, up comes Tegan Wilson, gets a hold of it, swings it to first. But good hustle there by Bree Kerpek, and she's able to outrun the throw to first base, so she'll be able to reach there on a single. But with two outs, all Washington County needs to do is get number 12, Jensen Anderson, out here, and that will do it, keeping it scoreless through one inning. See if Lindley Landuay can make it happen for Washington County, getting plenty of help from her fielders. It's a team effort at the end of the day. And this one, a bunt laid down right in front of home plate. The throw to first in time. And that's going to be the third out of the inning. Fantastic hustle and recognition from these Washington County softball players. And now we're good to go. That's going to retire this Columbus side. And through one inning, we remain scoreless. We'll be back for the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Mr. Winchild and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchell's crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
All right, back here to Sealy, where after one inning, we are scoreless. And starting the top of the second, it'll be Washington County up to bat. Leading things off will be Paisley Meyer. And, of course, Columbus in that first one had a three-up, three-down inning. So up comes the cleanup hitter, Meyer. And they'll be looking to get some runners aboard here after they just had a good inning defensively in the bottom of the first to get out of that one. They did allow two runners on, one by hit by pitch, the other one with a single, but good defensive work. But some great defensive work to get it going and get the three outs necessary. The most at the end of the day, whether it's three up, three down, or with the bases loaded, the most important stat is that no runs were scored in the first inning. And with that being said, we'll get started here in the top of the second. It's Paisley Meyer to lead things off. A nice sunny day here in Sealy at B&PW Park at the Little League Fields. And hopefully we'll have a game to match these conditions. So far, some impressive fundamentals shown by both teams. And, of course, two of the best teams in this tournament as they remain in the winner's bracket this deep into it. Right, we had a foul ball come straight to the netting here, and that's going to make it a 1-1 count. And this is going to be popped up from Paisley Meyer up from first base. Is number three, Emery Chester, who makes the grab. One up, one down defensively for Columbus. A nice contact there by Meyer, but just got under it just a little too much as it put a lot of air under it, allowing for Emery Chester at first to make the grab. And first pitch here to Briley Marges. It's going to be a one that skips over to the catcher, gets between the legs. We'll wait for her to gather the ball, and we'll be ready to go with a 1-0 count. Briley Marges just looking to give some runners for Washington County. She's going to foul it right side on what was a low pitch, but able to get a hold of it and fouls it just right for a foul ball. Make it a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out here for Briley Marges. Scoreless through one. We're in the top of the second. And this one too wide for the umpire's liking. We'll make it a 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1 from Kerpek. This one will be down low. 3-1. Briley Marges jumps well ahead of the count. She's in good position to give Washington County a runner here.
Go, Briley!
And the next one will be down low. almost identical to that fourth pitch, and Briley Marges will take first base on a walk. And Washington County, a runner on in the second. Only one out, and up comes Raylan Rosenbaum, number 99 right-handed batter for Washington County. Comes out to her walkout song, and she's ready to go. Here comes pitch from Briley Kerpek, and this one is going to be wide on a wild pitch. It lets Briley Marges advance to second, and now Washington County puts a runner in scoring position with only one out. I'm sure Raylan Rosenbaum would love to switch places with her right now. Let's see if she can do so with a nice hit here. Here comes pitch to Rosenbaum, and this one is going to catch the bottom end of the strike zone. 1-1 count. And catcher taking that pitch and jogging it out to the pitcher circle, making sure that Briley Marges doesn't have any ideas of stealing third base. And she'll head back to her catcher position. This pitch up high on a riser. And she's going to do the same here as Anderson jogs out to the pitcher circle and does so until Marges gets back to second. Oh, Jensen Anderson not taking any chances. And here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one catches the bottom end of the strike zone again. It should be a 2-2 now. Evens up the count. And Marges getting back and acting like she was going to third there, but she'll head back to second. And Anderson again jogging the ball out to the pitcher's circle, making sure that Marges will not steal third. And a swing and a miss on a rising pitch by Rosenbaum on the very next one will give Kerpek another strikeout. And that puts two outs on the board defensively for Columbus. And up comes Lily Landaway, number 55, right-handed batter for Washington County. Again, she's got a runner in scoring position at second base, but this is the last out that Washington County has to work with. Here comes the pitch from Kerpek. That will be one that gets away from the catcher there. And Briley Marges, after a great effort, gets to third base. And now a Washington County runner is on third. And one more wild pitch or any Columbus mistake from scoring a run is Washington County. Two outs, 1-0 count to Lily Landaway, and this one right side. Foul ball will make it 1-1. And, of course, Washington County will take a mistake, but they'd love to get Lily Landaway a hit here for her to get an RBI and bring in Briley Marges. Here comes the 1-1. That one, a skipper that hits Lily Landaway in the ankle, so she'll take first base on a hit by pitch. And through a 1 2/3 inning, we have two batters so far being hit by pitches, and this one looks like it really hurt as it caught her right on the ankle. So we'll make sure she's okay. She'll get some assistance over to first base, and we'll make sure she's all right, give her some time to recover. We'll be back after a quick break from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, as we come back here, Lily Landaway being the pitcher and two outs on the board. We'll get a courtesy runner after she was hit by pitch on the ankle. And that courtesy runner will be, looks like, Paisley Meyer up. So Paisley Meyer will go to second base as she is able to get there on a wild pitch. And now that's runners on second and third. Two in scoring position for Washington County, but with two outs, they're running out of time to make something happen with them. They would love a hit here from Stella Church as she comes up. See if she can come up with a clutch two-out RBI. Second pitch will make it 1-1 as it catches the bottom end of the strike zone, evening up the count for Stella Church. And Stella Church getting plenty of love from the crowd as they would love to see her drive one or maybe two in here. And this is going to be down low to make it 2-1. Stella Church jumps ahead of the count. And on the 2-1, Stella Church rips this one, but it goes over the fence for a foul ball and into the trees, taking its time to make it to the ground, avoiding anybody on its way down, and falls harmlessly, so no harm on the foul, but now an even count at 2 for Washington County for Stella Church. And I believe we're waiting to get another ball here. That's exactly what we're waiting for, and Washington County will produce one for Bree Kerpek in the pitcher's circle, and we are set to get going again. Here's Stella Church with a 2-2 count, will now be full on a pitch that does not make it to home plate. So full count for Washington County. Stella Church versus Bree Kerpek in the pitcher's circle. Let's see who will get the best of who and who this at-bat will belong to. Stella Church gets a hit. It will score a run. And this one up high will load the bases instead with a walk to Stella Church. So bases loaded, two outs for Washington County, and Columbus in a dangerous situation as they have allowed the bases to get loaded with two outs. And up comes Lana Wunderlich, who's looking to come up big for Washington County. And a good pitch there by Bree Kerpek, catches that knee-high inside corner and makes it 0-1. Comes the 0-1 from Kerpek on a rising one away over the strike zone. Stays upstairs. 2-1 count now. Or 1-1 count. And Wunderlich gets some cheers on from manager Church over at third base. This one will make it 2-1. Another rising pitch that stays upstairs for Kerpek. And with bases loaded, nowhere to put the runners, a walk scores a run. So Lana Wunderlich will look to stay disciplined here, and she does just that as she lets the low pitch go by. That'll make it a 3-1 count. And she has this crowd going as she's ahead 3-1 on the count, 2 outs. Bases loaded, here's the 3-1 pitch, and does catch that upper outside corner. A nice pitch there from Kerpek. Gets that riser to stay down in the strike zone. And now it's a 3-2 full count for Lana Wunderlich. And just like it was with Stella Church, let's see whose this at-bat will belong to. A walk scores a run. A hit may score a couple runs. A strikeout ends this inning. And that one going to be down low on a one-hopper to the catcher. And now we got ourselves a run. The first run of the game goes to Washington County as they get a walk with bases loaded. Nowhere to put the runners. In comes the runner to score. 1-0 in favor of Washington County. Up comes Callie Dismukes, left-handed batter for Washington County. Bases loaded, two outs again. First pitch outside, good eye from Dismukes there. She lets that one go by, that one going wide the whole way. She'll look it in and make it 1-0 count. And here on the 1-0, she takes a swing on it. Looked like maybe wanted to check it. Gets it off the end of the bat there and fouls it left, 1-1. So Paisley Meyer on third as a pinch runner. Stella Church at second and Ronna Wunderlich at first. Base is loaded for Washington County, and the next pitch comes in low and away. 2-1 count now to Dismukes. She jumps ahead. She'll be looking to find a hole and get some more runs in. This pass ball by the catcher Anderson that just doesn't get far enough to score a run. But all the runners were thinking about advancing there. But instead, it'll bring a 3-1 count up to Dismukes. And next one, a riser will score another run on a walk for Washington County. They are making it happen with some disciplined at-bats here with bases loaded. Just taking what the defense gives them. They're going to give you a walk with bases loaded. You take that free run, and they've done so twice here so far. It's now a 2-0 lead for Washington County as they've come up big with two outs on the board and bases loaded. And that next run being scored by Paisley Meyer. Coming home for the run. And we will be getting a pitching change here for Columbus as manager Willie Anderson has made the decision to relieve Bree Kerpek. She had three strikeouts, but with two outs has allowed multiple consecutive walks here to score two runs for Washington County. So with the pitching change, we'll be back after a quick break from our sponsors to allow her to warm up.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
All right, so here in the top of the second inning, Columbus with base has Washington County with bases loaded, and they decide to go with the pitching change. It's Embry Chester coming in for Bree Kerpek, and she does her job, gets the final out. Washington County does leave three stranded with the bases loaded, but they were able to score two runs off of it off consecutive walks, so they take the lead 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Independence Food Center in Independence.
Man. Back here to Sealy, where we're getting ready to get going in the bottom of the second inning. Right now, Washington County taking a nice lead on Columbus. 2-0 in minor softball action for the Little League All-Stars. And two very good teams. You got to take what the defense gives you. And Washington County did that beautifully to great effect in the top of the second inning. As bases got loaded with a couple of walks mixed into there. And they get another couple walks consecutively to score 2 runs with nowhere to put the runners. That puts Washington County up ahead 2-0 over Washington, over Columbus. And now we'll get ready in the bottom of the second, where I'm sure Columbus will be looking to respond. And Lily Landaway will be in the pitcher's circle looking to prevent that from happening. Comes pitch number one from Landaway. That one on a riser is going to go off the fence here. And that'll make it. And that one did catch the end of the bat there, so that makes it an 0-1 count. Oh, apologies there as the second one comes in. It makes it a 2-0 count. And a little confusion on the count there from the umpire, but he clarifies it. It's 2-0. And the next pitch going well inside will make it 3-0. So Addie Werland for Columbus, well ahead of the count now, 3-0. Lily Landaway will look to get back into this one. A couple strikes will fill it up, and she does so beautifully on the very next pitch. Right over the plate, bottom end of the strike zone, 3-1. She can keep that going. Here's the 3-1, and a swing and a miss will fill up the count. Great job by Lily Landaway as she fights all the way back in this at-bat after going down 3-0. Now it's a full count, 3-2, and just needs one more good pitch just like that last one to get a strikeout. And that one's going to say too high by the umpire, and that's going to make it a walk. A leadoff walk for Werland gets a Columbus runner on here in the bottom of the second inning. So Werland will take first base, and up comes Ansley Busselman. And first one will be inside, and umpire is going to call that a hit by pitch. Give Busselman first base, and now runners on first and second with no outs for Columbus. So Columbus looking like they're on their way to respond here. Let's see if the Washington County defense can stiffen up here. Up comes number one, Michelle Stratton, to the plate, right-handed batter. Comes pitch from Lily Landaway as Stratton shows bunt, and that one will be in the strike zone, bottom end there, 0-1. But on the pitch that gets away from the catcher will advance the runners to second and third. Next pitch by Landaway, knee-high inside corner, perfectly there, 0-2. Now Lily Landaway finds herself well ahead of this count, but two runners in scoring position for Columbus on second and third. Here comes the 0-2, and that one fouled back. Staying alive in the at-bat at Stratton. That pitch looked like a strike all the way, so Stratton does well to keep herself in this one. Here's the next 0-2, and this one low and inside. We'll make it 1-2. And Ray Rosenbaum pops up with the ball. Make sure nobody's trying to steal home or steal any other bases. Trying to get a pickoff attempt. Decides to hold on to it and gives the ball to Lily Landaway in the pitcher circle, who puts a riser past Rosenbaum there, and now it's 2-2. That one goes off the fence and right back to Rosenbaum, prevents a run from coming in for Columbus. And now with the count even at 2, two runners on in scoring position, Stratton gets set for the 2-2. Here it comes, and a riser stays up for Landaway. And we have ourselves a full count. Lily Landaway against Stratton. And Michelle Stratton, after falling behind 0-2, has done a nice job of fighting off pitches and getting to a 3-2 count here. Let's see who this at-bat will belong to. That one on a low pitch inside will give Stratton a walk. And after Washington County was able to score two runs on a bases-loaded situation with two walks, Lily Landaway gives a walk to Stratton, and now it's bases loaded for Columbus in the bottom of the second. Key difference that now Columbus has bases loaded with no outs on the board yet. So definitely, Washington County definitely in a little bit of a pickle here. But nothing some good defense and fundamentals can't get you out of. And I'm sure that's what manager Sean Church is out there reminding them of. Maybe no outs, the base is loaded, but three quick outs means no runs and we keep the lead. Is the sentiment that I'm sure manager Sean Church is sharing with them. And with that being said, we'll get started here again. Comes pitch from Lily Landaway. And that one, a swing and a miss on a pitch on that knee-high inside corner by Fidaco. We'll make it 0-1. Landaway back in action. Here's the 0-1. That one's going to be a hard chopper that is going to stay on the infield. Scores one run for Columbus, and they cut the deficit in half. Call that one an RBI single for number 8, Piper Fidaco. And still no outs. Bases stay loaded, and Columbus brings in a run. It's now a 2-1 lead for Washington County. But still in danger of allowing some more runs as, again, bases loaded and no outs to Columbus. And that pitch catches that inside corner beautifully there, 0-1. And Lily Landaway doing a good job this entire game, getting ahead of counts early on. And on the 0-1, this one catches the bottom end of the strike zone, 0-2. She stays ahead and jumps way ahead here. And a strikeout would be huge for this Washington County side. Here's the 0-2, a swing and a miss. That's a three-pitch strikeout for Lily Landaway as she comes up big for her team's here, and puts an out on the board. Still bases loaded, but one step in the right direction. So after that strikeout, up comes Carly Aaron, right-handed batter for Columbus. Lily Landaway just needs two quick outs here. Get out of this inning with the lead. And a swing and a miss there by Aaron. We'll put Lily Landaway up on the count early, 0-1. Here's the 0-1, and that one trying to find that knee-high inside corner. They're going to say it did not catch it. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bases loaded for Lily Landaway as she pitches to Carly Aaron. And a riser there from Lily Landaway stays upstairs at 2-1 count. Lily Landaway will wipe the sweat from her face and take a deep breath and try to get back into this one, down 2-1. This pitch inside puts it 3-1. And she'll get some encouragement from the crowd as they know that she is capable of getting out of this. 3-1, she's one pitch away from a full count and making this anybody's at-bat here. Crowd making sure that she knows that they support her and they believe in her. Here comes the 3-1. And that one down low will give her a walk to Columbus and will score a run. Now we have ourselves a tie ball game as with bases loaded, a walk scores the run with nowhere to put the runners. And it's now 2-2 here in the bottom of the second as Columbus with one out on the board keeps the bases loaded. And now comes Ray Rosenbaum to have a quick chat with Lily Landaway. Just let her know that everybody knows she's capable of getting out of this. And definitely a bit of a tough situation. So one out. Here's the pitch from Landaway, and this one fouled right. We'll give her the 0-1 count, and a count that we have seen plenty of from Lily Landaway. She does get ahead of the count early, but some disciplined at-bats from Columbus have allowed this situation to have allowed them to force this situation where its base is loaded with one out and a tie ball game. And a swing and a miss again will make it 0-2. Landaway back on track here. And number seven, Balen Blunt for Columbus, looking to avoid a three-pitch strikeout, but Landaway would love nothing more. And she'll get exactly that. Another three-pitch strikeout for Lily Landaway. And that will make it two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. So now Washington County just needs one more out to stop the runs from coming in, as they've allowed two this inning to watch their two-run lead disappear. It's now a 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the second with two outs. Up comes the top of the order for Columbus. It's number four, Landry Stonchik. This will be fouled right side. And we'll make it 0-1. Landaway jumps ahead. And another, a third strikeout here would be huge for Washington County. There's a pitch from Landaway, and that one, a roller to first. Can the throw beat him? No, she'll stay safe and just outrun her to first as Haferkamp. So that one, a hard hit ground ball that trickles its way over to first base. And up comes Kinsley Haferkamp, gathers it, and outruns the runner to first. And that will be the third out, retiring this Columbus side, but not before Columbus was able to tie the game back up. So a two-run inning from both teams, and that'll take us to the top of the third, tied at two, after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, back here to Celia B&PW Park, where Washington County facing off against Columbus in minor softball action. It's a tie ball game, two runs apiece in the top of the third, as Washington County will head to the plate to take their swing at taking the lead back again. But congratulations to the Washington County Miners baseball team over in Brenham today, getting a big win 14-4 over LaGrange in the elimination bracket. So Washington County will advance after their loss against Grimes County yesterday. They bounced back with a big run rule victory, 14-4 over LaGrange. Congratulations to the Washington County Miner baseball team. And that brings us back here to this ball game. We're up is Kinsley Haferkamp at the top of the order for Washington County to lead things off. She'll take the first pitch from Emery Chester up high, 1-0. And on the 1-0, Kinsley Haferkamp puts this one up and over by the dugout. Almost a beautiful hustle play there from Carly Aaron, but that one falls harmlessly in front of the Columbus dugout, and that'll make it 1-1. One pitch from Chester is in there on the upper outside corner for a 1-2 count as Chester jumps ahead. And that will be a third strike called, this time knee high on that outside corner. and that will make it a leadoff strikeout for Chester. Halfcamp will head over to the dugout, and up comes number one, Finley Youngs. And her last time out was able to reach on a hit by pitch. And first pitch up in the strike zone, a swing and miss from Finley Youngs will make it 0-1 as Chester gets ahead of the count early here. Here comes the 0-1, and Finley Youngs going to pop this one up. And that one will go over the fence for a foul ball, 0-2.
Come on, Finley, need a base runner.
So Chester finds herself ahead of the count. I'm sure she'll give... try to get Youngs to chase something here. Let's see what Youngs will do on the pitch. And no, that one will be right in the strike zone, knee high on that inside corner. And with a swing and miss, that will be a second consecutive strikeout for Emery Chester. Make that three consecutive strikeouts if you go back to the second inning. And Emery Chester, ever since coming in relief of Bree Kerpek, is on a roll here. That makes it two outs on the board for Washington County. And next pitch keeps the strikes a-coming, does Emery Chester. She puts it knee-high on that outside corner, 0-1. Here's the 0-1, a rising pitch, and she'll even up the count at 1. Good eye there by Tegan Wilson at the plate. Here comes the 1-1, and Tegan Wilson, nice contact there. A hard line drive gets all the way to the fence in left center field, and she'll round second, going to third. The throw not in time, it gets away, and a beautiful triple by Tegan Wilson is going to erupt the Washington County crowd. That was a low line drive that got past the shortstop and rolled all the way to the fence. That's how hard Tegan Wilson absolutely smoked that ball. So with the triple, a runner on third, and next pitch is a hit by pitch for Paisley Meyer. And Emery Chester, after seeing how far that ball went, maybe a little rattled as she just hit a batter on the very next pitch. So after three straight strikeouts, let's see if Washington County can get ahead on Chester here. But she keeps the strikes coming on the very next one, making it 0-1 over the plate, bottom end of the strike zone. And here comes Briley Marges. And the 0-1, a swing and a miss there will make it 0-2. And I'll tell you, Chester has been really good with her speed and her movement, putting some nice pitches past the Washington County batters. But nonetheless, on the very last one, it was you got two runners on, second and third, both in scoring position. And the next pitch from Chester will be out of the strike zone upstairs on a rising pitch. Makes the count 1-2 with two outs, two runners on for Washington County. Here's the 1-2 from Chester, evens up the count at 2. And now deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on for Washington County. One hit away from retaking the lead. The next pitch from Marges, this one up high, full count now. And Sean Church, manager Sean Church over third base getting fired up as he knows this is anybody's at bat right now. And if Briley Marges can come up with a clutch hit here, it will give Washington County the lead again. But instead, Chester will step off, take a deep breath, and oh, she circles right back around to get ready, throwing off the timing, and puts one in that upper inside corner for a clutch strikeout, making it her fourth of her day. And leaves two runners stranded for Washington County on second and third, leaving this game deadlocked at two apiece. We'll be back for the bottom of the third after a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And as we get ready here for the bottom of the third, a clutch performance there from Emery Chester. Comes up big for Columbus with runners on second and third was Washington County. Emery Chester leaves them stranded with her third strikeout of the inning, her fourth since coming in relief of Briley Kerpek with at one and two-third innings. And four strikeouts in six batters is definitely a solid performance so far from Emery Chester. But Tegan Wilson in that last inning had a very good hit as she hit a line drive perfectly in the hole between second and third base, and it was hit it so hard that it rolled on a ground ball all the way to the fence. So definitely a good showings from both teams in that top of the third, but it stays deadlocked at two apiece here. And for the bottom of the third, Washington County will be looking to force a scoreless inning of their own to get back an opportunity in the top of the fourth. First pitch by Lily Landaway is a heater right down the middle there. 0-1. Next pitch, more of the same. 0-2 on a swing and miss. Taitlin Beecham falls behind 0-2, and Lily Landaway coming out with a statement of a couple pitches there. Next one, a breaking ball. Stays upstairs to the liking of the umpire, 1-2. A little bit of disagreement, but next one will be a riser that gets over the head of Raylan Rosenbaum, and that will even up the count at two apiece. Here comes the 2-2 from Landaway, and this one down low and inside will fill up the count. So after getting ahead 0-2, it's now a full count here for Lily Landaway. And this one, a hard chopper right to Lily, is going to get past the pitcher circle, but backing her up very nicely is Paisley Meyer. Steps up from a shortstop position, grabs that soft ground ball, flips it to first base, and that's one up, one down defensively for Washington County. Nice grab as well by Haferkamp at first to finish off the play. And with that, we'll have number two, Bree Kerpek, up for Columbus. First pitch by Landaway will be fouled off the bottom of the bat there, 0-1. Nice hard pitch from Landaway. Goes the 0-1. This one's going to be ripped into left field, and that one will keep going. This is another hit that will get to the fence, and coming around second is Kerpek, and she's being sent around third. She's going to go all the way home for an inside-the-park home run. So Bree Kerpek down 0-1 on the count, rips one into left field on a hard hit line drive into left field that bounces a couple times, gets all the way to the fence, and uses her speed to hit an inside-the-park home run, getting around all three bases and coming home for the score to give Columbus the 3-2 lead. as we get a conference on the mound from manager Sean Church and Lily Landaway. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back after a quick conference between manager Sean Church and pitcher Lily Landaway, we're ready to get back started up. And Lily Landaway ahead of the count 1-2 to Jensen Anderson. And a swing and a miss on the 1-2 pitch will give Lily Landaway another strikeout. And a two outs on the board for Washington County here. And that will bring up number zero, Addie Werland, for Columbus. And two outs, nobody on after the inside the park home run. Columbus now with the lead 3-2. Here's the first pitch from Landaway. Down low 1-0. As Werland stays off of that one. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss by Werland. We'll make it 1-1 on a nice pitch there from Landaway up in the strike zone. Here's the 1-1. This one's going to be a skipper that gets past Rosenbaum on a wild pitch. 2-1. And with the infield ready, here's the 2-1, and this one is another skipper to Rosenbaum that gets just past her. 3-1. Landaway finds herself behind here as Werland jumps ahead of the count. And words of encouragement from both sides of the stands. Cheering their team on. 3-1, and a nice swing and miss forced by Landaway there. Werland goes around and fills up the count. Landaway gets another pitch by Werland. A nice cut by Werland, but a better pitch from Landaway. And another swing and a miss on another fantastic pitch by Lily Landaway. Retires the side, but Columbus able to take the lead 3-2 as we go to the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And as we get set here to start off the top of the fourth inning, it's Columbus who just took the lead in the bottom of the third with an inside-the-park home run from Bree Kerpek. And Emery Chester now getting set and warmed up in the pitcher circle. She'll take a couple more pitches to get warm. And leading things off for Washington County will be number 99, Raylan Rosenbaum. And what has been a back-and-forth affair here so far. It was Washington County taking the lead 2-0 in the second. Then right back came Columbus with two runs of their own. And after holding Washington County scoreless in the top of the third, they score that inside-the-park home run. And not a play you see every day, and truly impressive. You know, whether it's on the team covering or not, you got to tip your cap when it's a play like that. And it was a ball that was hitting the left field hard and true. And that one went against the fence, and Bree Kirpek used her speed to go around all three bases and come home. But now Raylan Rosenbaum will be looking to come up big for her team. Washington County will have to put that inning behind them. They're down only one run, so the game's still well within reach here in Sealy. And they'll be looking to respond quickly. First pitch, low in the strike zone by Chester. He gets a strike on a swing and miss from Rosenbaum. And Emery Chester already four strikeouts in six batters. And this one, a nice rip by Rosenbaum right down the third baseline, will trickle into shallow left field, and a leadoff single for Washington County, just what the doctor ordered. So, runner on first with no outs. Good leadoff single there by Raylan Rosenbaum. Up comes Lily Landaway, who will have an opportunity to help herself, maybe get herself tied back up before she comes out for the bottom of the fourth. Pickoff attempt from catcher Anderson over to Kirpek on first is unsuccessful. And Lily Landaway will step off for a couple practice swings. And she's seen enough. She's going to get it back for the 0-1 count. Here's the 0-1 from Chester. A check swing there from Lily Landaway is not going to go around, but that pitch was knee-high on that inside corner, 0-2. And on the pitch, Raylan Rosenbaum goes over to second. The throw comes in and not in time, and that'll be a stolen base for Raylan Rosenbaum. Here's the 0-2 to Landaway, and Landaway rips this one on a fly ball over into the shallow left field, and that one will fall in. And coming around third is Raylan Rosenbaum coming in to score, and that will tie the ball game. We got ourselves a ball game as Washington County just tied it up on an RBI double from Lily Landaway. Still no outs on the board, and up comes Stella Church. So Rosenbaum scores a run off the RBI double from Lily Landaway. A nice hit ball over in the left field. And now it's tied up 3-3. And up comes Stella Church. We'll take the first one knee-high inside, 0-1. Runner in scoring position is Landaway. And what really has been a truly back-and-forth ball game here. And this one's going to be a hard chopper right back to the pitcher from Stella Church. And that will be gathered by Chester, flipped over to first to Kirpek. And that is the first out of the inning for Columbus. As they will try to get out of this top of the fourth with just a tie ball game. They do not want to give up the lead again. But Washington County would prefer nothing better. So top of the fourth, runner on second, one out on the board, tie ball game. Here comes the pitch to Lana Wunderlich, and that will be on that outside corner, 0-1. As Wunderlich takes the first pitch. And Wunderlich, one of the walks that forced a run to come in. in that second inning. Here comes the next pitch from Chester, and Lana Wonderlake going to hit one hard ground ball to second base. Going to third is Landaway, and not in time. The throw beats Landaway, and that's going to be an out at third base as Columbus will gather over in front of their dugout and cheer about that one as they retire this Washington County side, leaving the game tied. But Washington County, with a nice RBI double from Lily Landaway, is able to tie the game back up as we go to the bottom of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
For 100 years, Citizens State Bank has been rooted in the heart of our communities. From 1925 to today, we've been your trusted partner, delivering local service, local decisions, and a commitment to helping our neighbors thrive. With branches across Burleson, Washington, and Grimes County, we're proud to offer modern conveniences like online and digital banking, backed by friendly local faces. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank. Member FDIC.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All right, back here to Celia, where we're getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning after Washington County just tied the ball game back up at 3 apiece off of a huge double from Lily Landaway that scored a Raylan Rosenbaum. And Landaway will stay in the pitcher's circle to try to get a scoreless inning here and give themselves a chance to take the lead in the top of the fifth. But first, they need three outs here in the bottom of the fourth. She's done a good job of throwing strikes today. Gets ahead of the count early on almost every batter. She'll be looking to keep that going. But first, it'll be a huddle from the Washington County All-Stars in the pitcher's circle. Last one to leave the huddle is Raylan Rosenbaum, and she gives a double fist bump to her pitcher, and we are set to go. First up, leading off for Columbus, going to be number 99, Ansley Busselman. And pitch a riser up high from Landaway will make it 1-0. And on the break, we saw Columbus having Seatown chants over on the left side, so they're getting behind their girls here, and so is Washington County, as it's been a great turnout so far for this ball game. Next pitch, low in the strike zone, a swing and a miss from Busselman will make it 1-1. And definitely plenty of supporters out here as you'll be. Next pitch from Landaway is going to be fouled right side off the handle of the bat there, but back to the attendance here. It's every seat in the house taken, some people even being forced to stand, as it is a really nice turnout here for this minor softball game in Sealy. Of course, this is the winner's bracket, so two very good teams. And just as I say that, Lily Landaway puts a fastball right past Raylan Rosenbaum, who swings and misses on it. And that's a strikeout to lead things off here for Washington County. And that, I believe, is Landaway's fifth strikeout of the day. Great way to start this bottom of the fourth. And after that, here comes Michelle Stratton. This pitch will be low and away to make it 1-0. And next one, more of the same. She bowls one past Rosenbaum there. Gets to the backstop for a 2-0 count. But if you're going to have a couple pitches like that, good to get them out of the way early. That makes it 2-0, and here comes Landaway. She'll get set. Winds up. Here's the pitch. And a bunt attempt will be fouled back as Stratton catches it has that one skip off the bottom of her bat there. 2-1. And on that one, Stratton just not far ahead of the plate on the bunt attempt. Land on the very next pitch, Landaway puts it inside, and Rosenbaum's going to take a look back at the umpire like, are you serious? But umpire says, yes, Nazar, yes, I am serious. That was outside, so 3-1. And there we go, a nice pitch up in the inside corner. 3-2 count. Landaway battles all the way back and fills up the count. One strike away from her second consecutive strikeout. And this one will be fouled right side. As Stratton fights off the strike there and stays alive on the full count. And the crowd letting Lily Landaway know that they believe in her. But she puts a rising pitch just a hair above the strike zone. And we'll get a little bit of a disagreement from the Washington County crowd as they felt that was a little closer than what the umpire indicated. But nonetheless, it's a walk for Lily Landaway as Michelle Stratton will take first base. And up comes number 8, Piper Fidaco.
He loses defense.
Washington County crowd making more and more noise, making sure that the girls know that they're in support here in support of them. And very next pitch from Lily Landaway would be in on that inside corner, fouled back by Fidaco. Again, runner on first for Columbus now. One out on the board, 0-1 count. As the situation here grows more and more tense for both sides. Here comes the 0-1 and a swing and a miss. Beautiful fastball there from Lily Landaway. Makes it 0-2. She jumps ahead of this count, way ahead on Fidaco. One strong pitch away from a strikeout. But Washington County will take an out any way they can get it here. Comes the pitch from Landaway, and this one up high. A wild pitch gets past Rosenbaum, and that will allow number 1, Michelle Stratton, to get to second base. That puts a runner in scoring position for Columbus. Well, with a 1-2 count, Lily Landaway is one solid pitch away from getting a second out in this inning. This one will be bowled past Rosenbaum and allows Stratton to get to third now. And now it's a 2-2 count. Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A runner on third for Columbus. Only 1 out. As Landaway pitching to Fidaco, here's the 2-2, and this one's going to be popped up foul territory. That one will hit the roof of the dugout. And staying alive is Fidaco on the 2-2 count. Fouls one high to the right side. And Lily Landaway was ahead 0-2 here. But honestly, Fidaco has done a good job of fighting off the strikes. Landaway looking to get back in the zone. She'll take a deep breath, powder the hand, and she's ready to go again. Winds up. Here's the 2-2. This one on a little blooper over the infield. Paisley Meyer makes the catch, backs up her pitcher and her team, and that puts a second out on the board for Washington County. And with a tie ball game, they could really use a third out here to retire this side and get out of the fourth unscathed.
Here we go. Got to make it out of first down.
So up steps Emery Chester. You got a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup between her and Landaway here. First pitch will be low for a 1-0 count. Good eye by Chester. Looked that one off. There is a Columbus runner on third, but Washington County is just focused on getting a third out, and that will leave the runner on third stranded. Here's the 1-0, and that one inside will get past Rosenbaum, but Stratton looking to go home avoids doing so, and that will keep this game tied up. A 2-0 count from Landaway coming up. Back into the box steps Emery Chester. Chokes up on the bat a little bit, going to shorten up that swing because you know she just needs some solid contact to drive home a run. Of course, Lily Landaway and this Washington County defense will be looking to prevent that. Here's a 2-0 from Landaway, and that one catches that inside corner beautifully, freezing up Chester for a 2-1 count. After the strike, here's a 2-1 from Landaway, and this will be fouled right. Evens up the count at 2 apiece. Fouled off for another strike. And now the deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here for Washington County defensively, pitching to Emery Chester in a pitcher-on-pitcher duel here at the plate. And Chester's going to step off just to throw off the timing on Landaway. And steps quick back in quickly, and a riser there from Brent Landaway will fill up the count 3-2. And as we see here, Emery Chester playing a little bit of mind games on the at the plate there. As right as Lily Landaway was ready to deliver the pitch, Emery Chester stepped off just for a millisecond and stepped right back in. Chester will step off again. Worked once, why not try it twice? See if Lily Landaway can put that out of her head and deliver. But she'll put this one up and inside for a fourth ball and gives Chester the walk. But now runners on the corners for Washington County, first and third. It's Stratton on third, Chester on first. And we'll get a substitution here. And it looks like they're sending Haferkamp to the dugout. And we'll get Briley Margis over to first base. And Callie Dismukes over to right field. So that change for the purpose of bringing Kinsley Haferkamp off of first base. She will likely go warm up in the dugout. And a quick conference on the mound. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, back here to Sealy after a quick conference with Lily Landaway from manager Sean Church.
Come on, Lily, you got this.
And right now the situation, runners on the corners for Columbus with two outs on the board. Washington County desperately needs a last out here to keep this game tied up at 3 apiece. First pitch from Landaway, knee high on that inside corner, very nicely makes it 0-1 as he jumps ahead on Carly Aaron. After the strike, here's the 0-1 from Landaway, and another one almost exactly on the same spot. Landaway comes right back at that knee-high inside corner, finds it again, 0-2. Two consecutive strikes, very impressively done so by Landaway. If she can make it a third, they'll get out of this inning. This one, a riser from Landaway, is going to make it 1-2. Good job by Rosenbaum there to snatch that one out of the air and not let it get past her with a runner on third. A critical stop there. So left of the ball. Here's a 1-2 from Landaway, and that one too high, says the umpire. That evens up the count at two apiece. But now two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two runners on for Columbus, both in scoring position. Washington County needs an out here badly to get out of this one with the game tied at three. This pitch from Landaway, and that one will be too low to make it a full count. Now we have ourselves a full count with two outs and runners in scoring position. So a ball will bring about bases loaded. A strike gets a huge out, and a ball in play, who knows what will happen. Here comes the 3-2 from Landaway, and she gets a swing and a miss on a beautiful fastball inside the strike zone, and that will bring an end to the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll head to the top of the fifth after a word from our sponsors, tied up 3-3.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, back here to BNPW Park at the Sealy Little League Fields, where it's minor baseball action between Washington County All-Stars and the Columbus All-Stars. And what has been a back and forth ball game, it is now tied 3 runs apiece. As we go to the top of the fifth inning, it's Washington County up to bat, and we'll start off with number 17, Callie Dismukes, a left-handed batter for Washington County. In a game that is up for grabs here, that will have another pitching change. It'll be for Columbus this time as they bring back in Bree Kerpek to pitch. It was Emery Chester coming in for Kerpek, and now it's Kerpek back in for Chester. So Callie Dismukes already waiting before the defense even takes their positions, waiting for her chance to get a hit here. Comes the first pitch, and she shows bunt. And that one's going to be fouled left side. It looks like she was already taken off before the ball even hit the bat, so eager to get to first base, but she's got to keep that bat out in front of the plate. That one just angled off a little too much. And she'll show bunt again, and this one will be fouled straight up and goes over the fence back, and she fouls it up high. 0-2 count now to Dismukes. And Kerpek ahead of this one. Be down low. Puts the ball up on the scoreboard. And this next one outside again. And they're going to say that the first pitch was not a...
There you go. Stay in line.
All right, we got ourselves a 2-2 count now. A foul ball here by Dismukes. And this one, a pitch that does not reach the home plate, will make it a full count to Dismukes here. It's like Bree Kerpek. Not able to get that one to home plate, and this one does, and that was a strike all the way. Dismukes swings on it, and puts it foul left side to keep herself alive in the full count. And on the full count, this one will be outside and gives Washington County a leadoff runner on the walk to Dismukes. That brings up 00, Avery Meyer. And Avery Meyer, right-handed batter for Kerpek. Here's the first pitch. That one will be down low again, 1-0. And this one will be fouled off the top of the fence there. One count here for Avery Meyer. She'll step off, take a deep breath. Washington County needs runners. They want to take the lead here in the top of the fifth. And this one up and outside in the strike zone. A nice one catches that upper outside corner from Kerpek, 1-2, and this one a riser, and on the pitch goes, going all the way to second. There is Callie Dismukes, almost caught by the throw, but the throw takes a hop in front of second base, goes over the glove of the second baseman, and allows Callie Dismukes to get to second on the stolen base. Brings up a 2-2 count. Here's the 2-2 from Kerpek. And a good eye there from Avery Meyer. Watches that high pitch go by. It's now a full count. And the Washington County crowd making themselves heard. Now a runner in scoring position, Dismukes, and next pitch outside will give another walk. So to lead things off here, they get two consecutive walks as Columbus's Kerpek gets two runners on for Washington County. And that takes us to the top of the order. So an ideal situation here for Washington County. Runners on first and second, and now the top of the order. And this one going to be bowled past on a wild pitch. Coming into third is the throw. Not in time as Callie Dismukes will slide in safely. Taking third base on another wild pitch. So now not only is there two runners on, they're both in scoring position. Dismukes at third, Meyer at second, Haferkamp at the plate. And Haferkamp hits a hard chopper right to the pitcher, and the pitcher hesitates, doesn't know whether to go to third or go to first, ends up going to neither, and the run comes into first, reaching is Haferkamp on what will essentially be a single. And now the bases are loaded for Washington County with no outs on the board here in the top of the fifth inning. A perfect situation to take the lead. And up is Finley Youngs, and she'll take the first one up high, 1-0. Good eye there.
Perfect pitch. Quick hands, turn on it. Good pitch.
Here's the 1-0 from Kerpek, and that one down low, a swing and miss from Youngs will make it 1-1. And Youngs will look over to manager Sean Church for a couple words of advice, and she'll step back into the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Kerpek, and that'll make it a 1-2 count. This one catches that knee-high outside corner. Kerpek gets ready. Here's the 1-2. And another swing and miss from Youngs will make it a strikeout. And she heads to the dugout. Kerpek gets herself another strikeout. Her person's coming back into the ballgame. And the base is loaded, one out. Here comes Tegan Wilson. And Tegan Wilson has already shown us some tremendous pop in her bat. Earlier, she took a line drive, a low line drive, right in the second and third base hole, and it rolled all the way to the fence. And this one, another hard ground ball, is going to get past the shortstop in the infield. Coming in to score is Dismukes, and Avery Meyer. And stopping at third is going to be the next runner over, and that's going to be Kinsley Haferkamp. She gets all the way to third base from first. And Tegan Wilson gets a 2-RBI double to give Washington County the 2-run lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Another solid hit from Tegan Wilson comes up big for Washington County. Now after that, will come up Paisley Meyer, and she'll swing and miss on the first one, 0-1. What a hit there by Tegan Wilson. And this one will be fouled left side by Paisley Meyer. Bring it up an 0-2 count. She'll step up, gather herself, take a deep breath, and she is ready to go. Facing an 0-2 from Kerpek. Here's the pitch. And that one rising all the way, a wild pitch, gets past Anderson and not wild enough to score a run. But still two in scoring position for Washington County after a huge two RBI double from Tegan Wilson. Another riser from Kerpek will even up the count at two. Good disciplined at bat so far. Paisley Meyer will step back in on the 2-2 count. Bree Kerpek can take a couple breaths. She's back in the pitcher circle, winds up for the pitch, and this one, a high chopper from Paisley Meyer. The throw coming into the first will be in time, but another run scores as there was only one out on the board. So now two outs on the board, and it's a 6-3 ball game in favor of Washington County. They now take a three-run lead with a three-run inning so far. But a question on the call at first base as the umpire called it out on the throw to first. They're going to have a quick conversation to make sure that is the correct call. The umpires will get together with the two Washington County coaches. That's G.W. Meyer and Sean Church. We'll have a conversation. Let's see what they're going to call it. And they're going to keep it as an out at first. So now two outs on the board. But the run still comes in, so 6-3 ball game favor of Washington County. They keep a runner on third base, and up comes Briley Margist. And with two outs, Briley Margist can come up with a very clutch hit here. Any kind of hit scores Tegan Wilson. A low pitch there, good eye from Margist, 1-0. Kerpek pitched Margist. Here's the 1-0 count, and that one a swing and miss will make it 1-1. And the 1-1 down low makes it now 2-1. A low ball there from Kerpek on the pitch.
There we go, battle now.
And on the very next one, Kerpek comes back with a nice strikeout on the knee-high outside corner.
Got a battle with two now.
Two balls, two strikes. Deuces are wild with two outs and a runner on third for Washington County. Here comes the pitch to Margist, and that one inside. Wild, but not wild enough to score Tegan Wilson. Fills up the count.
Anything close, babe.
And now Briley Margist will be looking for anything close to swing on here, but of course, if it's clearly a ball, she will happily take it and take her base. Here's the 3-2 from Kerpek, and that one up high. Good eye from Margist as she lets that one go by and takes her free base. So they'll take a walk to first, flips her bat over to the dugout. And now runners on the corners for Washington County. Up next will be Raylan Rosenbaum as she will look to come up big here. Two outs, runners on the corners. Any hit scores Tegan Wilson from third base. But only one out left to work with. Washington County has come up clutch here in the fifth inning, getting three runs in this inning to take a three-run lead. It's now 6-3 in favor of Washington County.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Ray.
Get ready for you.
You got it, girl.
And a riser there from Kerpek. Up and away, 1-1.
In your zone, drive it, honey.
They're all going to be fast now.
On battle, Ray. Battle.
Ray Rosenbaum steps back into the batter's box. Here's the 1-1 from Kerpek, and she'll let that one go by. A pitch well inside, 2-1. So after the ball, Tegan Wilson on third, looking to come home. Here comes the 2-1 from Kerpek. And Ray Rosenbaum saw that one all the way, a high pitch, 3-1. Rosenbaum jumps well ahead of the count. After the runner, Margis goes to second. Now it's two runners in scoring position for Washington County, and now the bases are loaded. Another bases loaded situation for Washington County with two outs on the board. Last time they faced this situation, they were able to get two walks consecutively to force two runs to come in. But first, we'll get another pitching change from Columbus as Emery Chester will come in for Kerpek. Yet again, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars. Kinky Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
All right, back to Celia at PNPW Park at the Little League Fields here. And right now it's a pitching change coming in as Emery Chester will come back in relief of Kerpek. It was Emery Chester coming in for Kerpek in the third inning, and now she'll come back in for Kerpek in the fifth after Kerpek came in for her in the third, or in the fourth.
Let's go, Will.
So bases loaded here for Washington County. Up steps Lily Landaway. But first, a little equipment check for Emery Chester as she'll wipe her hand and make sure that everything's dry to get a good pitch in here. 0-1 count. And Landaway hits it right up the middle over the glove of Chester. But coming up is number one, Michelle Stratton, to scoop it up and step on second base for the force out and the third out of the inning. A well-hit ball there by Lily Landaway, but a nice play made by Stratton at shortstop. That's going to retire this side and keep it at a 6-3 ball game in favor of Washington County as they come up big with the bats here and make it a 3-run lead going into the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
It's 3 a.m. You could be ordering Whataburger, but you're not. You're staring at the ceiling thinking about that one time in 2003 when you told the whole class that your dad was personal friends with George Washington and that he sends you Christmas presents. Wouldn't you rather be eating a honey butter chicken biscuit? Crispy chicken drizzled with sweet honey butter sauce, all wrapped up with a fresh biscuit. And it's available at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Think about breakfast, not George Washington. What a burger.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And back out to Sealy for the bottom of the fifth inning. Washington County just took a big three-run lead here, 6-3 over Columbus. Columbus will now look to respond in the bottom of the fifth. Up to do so is Baylen Blunt. And we do have a pitching change for Washington County. It'll be Kinsley Hafferkamp coming in for Lily Landaway. And, of course, Kinsley Hafferkamp, a dominant performance her last time out. She threw a no-hitter in a 7-0 shutout of Belleville. Be looking to carry that momentum from a couple days ago to today. And on the very first pitch, she'll get a swing and miss for an 0-1 count. A nice strike there. And she gets Baylen Blunt to swing and whiff on the first one. Here's the 0-1, and the very next one is going to be popped up into the infield, and coming up to make the grab is Paisley Meyer for a quick one-up, one-down defensively for Washington County. And back to the top of the order for Columbus. It'll now be Landry Stonchik. First pitch from Hafferkamp, and that will be a swing and a miss from Stonchik, 0-1. Beautiful strike there from Hafferkamp. And in that no-hitter, she also had 16 strikeouts, so she knows how to get strikeouts very effectively. Here comes the 0-1, and another swing and miss, 0-2. First one was knee-high on that outside corner. This one she goes to that upper inside corner, and on a riser gets Stonchik to swing and miss. Stonchik will step out, take a deep breath, and try to collect herself before the 0-2. And on that note, here comes the 0-2 from Hafferkamp. Up and outside, says the umpire, 1-2. That'll be a ball.
Go, Kinsley!
Steady set!
Here's the 1-2 from Hafferkamp, and this one fouled left side way up there. And almost catching a casualty there, but a good heads up by one of the dads in the Columbus side. And a swing and a miss on the very next one. Knee high on that outside corner. Finds the corner again, does Hafferkamp. And now it's two outs, two up. Two down for Washington County, and defensively they are on a good start here. Bottom of the fifth inning with a three-run lead. A 1-2-3 inning would be tremendous for this Washington County side. They'll have a huddle in the pitcher's circle. As they'll let Hafferkamp know that she's doing great and just needs to keep it going. But first, Raylan Rosenbaum with the malfunction with her shoes here. She'll have to retie the laces. Up comes Hafferkamp to bring her her glove. And we'll just wait a second. She gets a double knot in there to make sure that stays secured.
There we go.
And now we're good to go. And the crowd will acknowledge that we are ready for some more softball. All right, two outs. Here's the first pitch from Haferkamp, and this is going to be pulled right side, up, up, and into the glove of Briley Margis as she makes the grab for the final out, retires this Columbus side, and now pushes Columbus to their last three outs to try to make up a three-run deficit. But first, Washington County will be up to bat in the top of the sixth after we come back from a word from our sponsors.
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
And back to Sealy, where Washington County just had a tremendous three-up, three-down inning. After six no-hitter innings in the last game, Kinsley Haferkamp comes into this one and adds a seventh no-hitter inning. She got two strikeouts in a row and then a pop-up over to Briley Margis at first, and now gives Washington County the opportunity to add to their runs here. And no amount of insurance run is too many. Right now they have three runs ahead on Columbus. And to lead things off for Washington County will be Stella Church. Still on the mound in the pitcher circle will be Emery Chester for Columbus. So no pitching change again. And Stella Church will be looking to get some runners on and score some runs, will Washington County want to do. But let's see how this will go, because Columbus will be wanting to get a three-up, three-down of their own here in the top of the sixth to give themselves a chance. They have three outs left to make something happen. But Washington County will first look to use their three outs to add some more runs to this deficit. First pitch by Kirpik. Fastball right in the strike zone over the plate. We'll get a swing and miss from Stella Church. That strike makes it an 0-1 count. The next pitch will be fouled up and into the fence, back down almost directly onto home plate. At the foul ball, now 0-2. Chester would like to get out of this top of the sixth as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Stella Church will look to fight this off and get on base. Here's the 0-2 from Chester. Down low, good eye there from Stella Church. 1-2. Here's a 1-2 count from Chester, and this is going to be fouled right side. Stella Church fights that strike off and stays alive here with the contact. One, two from Chester, fouled back by Stella. Stays alive. Good job fighting here. She is battling to stay in this at-bat, trying to find an opportunity to get on base for her team. Here's the 1-2, and this one's going to be bowled over a pitch that does not make it to home plate. Evens up the count at two apiece. Allows Stella Church to see that one the whole way, and all she has to do is step off. So That makes it two balls, two strikes, and Stella Church gets one right down the second, third base hole, and that's going to be a leadoff single for Washington County as Stella Church comes up big. So after Stella Church will be Lana Wunderlich, number 94 for Washington County. Looking to keep the hits coming. But first, they'll need to gather, pick up the bat. And here's the first pitch from Emery Chester. Will be a riser that goes too high, 1-0. And on the 1-0, another riser from Chester stays up high, 2-0. So after that ball, Lana Wunderlich going to step back in and see what Chester gives her here. And the next one's going to be in the strike zone. Lana Wunderlich sees it, swings on it, but pushes it right for a foul ball. Off the top of her bat there, that one will go over the fence. On the 2-1, here's Chester, and that one will stay low. 3-1. Wunderlich, a good eye to get jump way ahead of the count. It's a 3-1 from Chester, too low again. And that's now going to be another walk for Wunderlich. And Anderson threw the ball to second as if Stella Church was stealing, so she'll shoot a smile at the umpire. I did not mean to do that. But anyway, it's runners on first and second for Washington County as Stella Church pushes over to second, Wunderlich at first. Now it's up to Callie Dismukes, number 17, left-handed batter for Washington County. And seems to be coming apart at the seams here for Columbus. And after allowing three runs in the bottom, in the top of the fifth, they now have runners on first and second with no outs in the top of the sixth. But on the very next pitch, Chester looking to get back on track, puts one knee high on that outside corner to make it an 0-1 count to Callie Dismukes. And that one over the head of Dismukes allows the runner to get to third. Stella Church will get to third, and Wunderlich will get to second, and now it's two runners in scoring position for Washington County. And, of course, this is winner's bracket play, so the loser of this team will not be eliminated. They will simply head down to the elimination bracket. And a nice rip there from Dismukes. Gets it to go down the third base line, and they're saying safe at first. Out at home on the tag from Anderson. Kerpek sees the runner going home and gives it back to home plate. Anderson able to make the grab and gets the tag out at home on Stella Church. And a good recognition play from Kerpek gets the ball to Anderson and gets the out, preventing another run. The score will stay 6-3. And that will be a double play for Columbus. A big double play that they definitely needed there. So Chester looking to keep it going here. She puts the one past Avery Meyer on the swing and a miss. 0-1. That is a huge, huge double play for Columbus. That one up high will make it 1-1 to Avery Meyer. But Washington County still has a runner on third. If they can get any kind of hit, they will score another. But Emery Chester puts it knee high on that outside, on that inside corner, making it 1-2. She jumps ahead of the count here on Avery Meyer. And here's the 1-2, a swing and a miss by Emery Chester, and Columbus gets out of a tight situation there. Two runners in scoring position on second and third. Stella Church heads home after the throw to first on time, and Kerpek able to get the throw to Anderson home, and that makes it a double play followed by a strikeout by Chester at the, in the pitcher circle. And that's three outs, retires this Washington County side, but they're still up by 3 runs, 6-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Columbus has 3 outs to try to make something happen. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on and off the field.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And back to Sealy for the bottom of the sixth inning here in minor softball action. Little League All-Stars of Washington County taking on Columbus. And at the moment, a tight ball game that's been back and forth all day. Currently, it's Washington County who took the lead by 3 runs in the top of the fifth, are looking to hold on to it. Leading things off for Columbus will be Bree Kerpek. And just to take a look at what's going on in the tournament, Belleville just won 5-4, so they will now advance in the elimination bracket. The loser of this game will go down to play Belleville, and the winner advances to the final. Then the winner of that game versus Belleville will go to the final, needing 2 wins for a victory. And that is how the tournament is shaken out. But we'll get back here for the bottom of the sixth. Haferkamp pitching a riser that stays up and inside, 1-0. And, of course, Haferkamp riding 7 no-hit innings so far, going back to a couple days ago. She falls behind this count here, 2-0. She didn't allow a hit in the fifth. She'll be looking to do the same here in the sixth and get her team the victory. But she'll fall behind on this one, 3-0 now. As this one will get past Rosenbaum on a wild pitch to Rosenbaum's right from Haferkamp. And that's going to be a fourth ball in a row from Haferkamp. This one up and away. That's a walk there. So now that puts a runner on first. Haferkamp still has not allowed a hit, but that does give a runner to Columbus. They will take them any way that they can. And on the very next hitter will be Jensen Anderson, and she'll foul the first one left for an 0-1 count. Comes the 0-1, and that one will be outside. See what the umpire calls.
Go, kids, a
lot of strikes now. Go, kids, please. Getting out now. Umpire's going to say that one was outside 1-1. So now the next one's going to be fouled left side by Anderson. Got ourselves a 1-2 count on that foul ball. Haferkamp jumps ahead on Anderson here. And Jensen Anderson needs a hit for Columbus. As on that pitch, advancing to second is Kerpek. And this one's going to be left side foul territory over the fence and over into the parking lot. 1-2 count. Staying alive here is Anderson. Anderson. Washington County defensively just need three outs to put this game away and push them into the final of this Little League All-Stars Minor Softball Tournament. Here's the 1-2 from Haverkamp. Nice one there. Puts it on the outside corner. And that's a strikeout for Haverkamp. She sends Anderson to the dugout. And up next will be Addie Werlin, number 0. All right, Columbus still with the runner in scoring position at second, but they're down three runs. Here comes Addie Werland, and a swing and a miss on a high pitch from Haverkamp there, a beautiful one that gets Werland to chase one upstairs. 0-1 quickly here for Haverkamp. And this pitch will come off the glove of Rosenbaum to get past her, and that allows Kerpek to get over to third base.
Get down at first now. Get down at first.
And that should even up the count at one apiece. And on the 1-1, finding that inside corner is Kinsley Haverkamp to perfection. 1-2 count coming up. Here's the 1-2, and this one a swing and bunt that looked like it was going to stay fair, but it goes and bounces foul to the delight of this Washington County team. But Werlin will take it as she stays alive. 1-2 count, only one out on the board. Columbus does have a runner on third. Here's the 1-2 from Haverkamp. A swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Haverkamp. She sends Werlin to the dugout on another nice rising pitch that gets a swing and a miss from another Columbus batter. And now Columbus down to their final out to try to make up the three-run deficit. Up comes Ansley Busselman. And Haverkamp needs an out here to send her team to the final. A swing and a miss by Busselman on the very first pitch. Here's the 0-1 from Haverkamp to Ansley Busselman. This was going to be fouled right side into the trees over the fence. 0-2. Haverkamp jumps ahead. And one pitch away from two shutout, no-hit innings coming in relief of Landaway to complete the victory for her team. And this was going to be ripped into right field, and that will fall and scores a run for Columbus. So the RBI single for Busselman breathed life into this Columbus side. That cuts the deficit now down to two runs with two outs. And that will bring up Michelle Stratton. A clutch RBI single there from Busselman keeps Columbus alive just barely as they are still working with their final out. And this crowd is loving it. Tense environment here. Whose ball game will it be? First pitch by Haverkamp will be knee high on that outside corner. 0-1. And this pitch inside, a swing and a miss from Stratton makes it 0-2.
Go 1-3.
Well, we just saw Bustleman take a two-strike pitch into the opposite field and right field and get a hit. And there we go, a three-pitch strikeout from Haferkamp. Ends the ball game in favor of Washington County. 6-4, and they advance to the final in the Minor Softball Little League All-Star Tournament. We'll be back for some post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
And back to Sealy here at BNPW Park one last time for a post-game wrap-up. After the ball game ended, it was a close back-and-forth affair between Washington County and Columbus in minor softball action here in the Little League All-Star Tournament. But it was Washington County coming ahead and winning the ball game 6-4 after a last-ditch effort by Columbus there in the bottom of the sixth, able to get one run in, but not the two more that they needed to keep the game going. At the end of the day, it was in the fifth inning, in the top of the fifth, a big three-run inning from Washington County that proved to be the difference, and a dominant performance by Kinsley Haferkamp coming in relief of Landaway to put the game away after Landaway kept them in it. Had to be somebody's day, and thankfully it was Washington County's today, but Columbus, nothing to hang their heads about. They played an extremely good game, stayed in it the whole way through, and they're over in left field gathering up and getting some tips from their coaches and some lessons to be learned to take into their next game, because their tournament is not over. They simply head to the elimination round. And of course, always more lessons to be learned from a loss than a victory. So after this ball game, Belleville just won 5-4. So they move on in the elimination bracket, and meeting them there will be this Columbus team to see who will go to the final. The winner of that one goes to the final, as Washington County just punched their ticket to the final. Plenty of smiles on both sides, but just a couple more on the Washington County side, as it's always easier to smile when you get the victory. But what Little League All-Stars is all about is making it a good experience for these young ladies, and I think we can definitely say that about the game today. Plenty of lessons to be learned and a good time to be had. We'll be back for the next game. Should be the final on Monday. And this is Hobby Jr. signing off, and we'll catch you next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B and Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Art Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilet, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelis Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Final score, Washington County 6, Columbus 4. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.